You are listening to the Predator 151, and this is the assessment from the Mortal Kombat fan base. What we're aiming to do with this thing is to give you guys a really good insight into what the fans really think about Mortal Kombat right now, and we want to kind of leave you guys with a plate full of different kinds of food for thought going forward. This one works a little differently than the last recording I did, but I'll leave that alone because there's some really cool stuff in here. Basically though, what I did was I went through and asked some of the fans who are pretty much subsurface all the time, but on the boards, they're respected in character and in the content that they contribute. So even though I encourage that we not hold back in this one, these are respectable folks. There's nothing to worry about, Mortal Kombat team. Some of us are in line for the same field of work, so respect is a given in this podcast. We just wanted you to know that, and you know, as we go through here, try and remember that we're just trying to get our points across without disrespecting you guys personally or professionally. I think that's pretty much it, so we can go ahead on in. One more time, this is the assessment from the Mortal Kombat fan base. Buckle up.
Round one, fight.
Tony the Tiger.
Unbreakable throws were a major deterrent to deception in Armageddon. Many infinites relied on throws, and if they were escapable, these infinites wouldn't exist. It's a good thing that the close combat isn't guaranteed damage, but I am noticing something unfortunate about it.
Oh, well.
It's boring. I push the button and you push the button. I push the button and you push the button. It's not creative enough. It doesn't offer the players enough options. If I pull you in close to attack, I should have a lot of things I can do, such as various strikes along with throws. You should have a lot of escape options, being able to avoid my throw and even reverse it should your timing be right. Risk versus reward. By mandating the face buttons as the only options, you are unnecessarily limiting the player. Why can't I do a chain throw after pulling a guy into close combat? Why can't he reverse my chain throw if his timing is right? Those type of things. Number two, another problem with deception in Armageddon was the lack of any significant wake-up. Another reason so many infinites existed was because players could not opt to stay on the ground if they chose to, nor could they attack from a prone position. Wake-up attacks, get-up attacks, you know, options. How many options do I have in any given situation? I had very few in earlier games, and so far I'm not seeing Mortal Kombat vs. DC allowing for a whole lot more. I don't see a wake-up game, which is a shame. There also needs to be a decent risk versus reward balance. Nobody should have slow low attacks that do only 5% damage. What's the point of using those moves then? There also should not be moves that are quick to start up, safe after execution, do solid damage and hit the entire screen. Dairu's tombstone drop springs to mind. And yes, even the fixed version was too powerful. That's a move that should be reserved for a King of Fighters demigod boss. When given a move its properties, ask yourself, why would I use this move and what options do my opponent have should I use it? The answer should have a positive and a negative. You know, I will use this move because I want to do massive damage, but my opponent can beat the snot out of me should I miss. I want to do a quick jab because it's safe and I do not want to risk much, but my opponent can take the shot because it does little damage. Everyone should have safe moves, you know, highs, mids, and lows, but those safe moves shouldn't be the most powerful in the game, and the unsafe moves shouldn't be weak. Speaking of strength, that's only one of a whole bunch of properties a move can have. So far, all MK has addressed is a few possible properties. Speed, strength, and recovery are standard for all moves, right? There are more things they can do. Some moves launch, right? Some moves knock down. What about stagger or crumble? Now, here's where it gets fun. MK vs. DC is toying with the idea of just frame moves, but so far I haven't seen any of the just frame versions change the properties all that much. It's all just double shots of things. How about a move that launches normally, but the just frame version, which is not easy to execute, staggers instead? It adds so much more variety, and the just frame moves should all be hard to execute. The window should be no more than 4 frames, and in some cases, for the best moves, there should be a window that's a single frame wide. The best news to come out of MK vs. DC is that there will be no dollar combos. Talk about a lack of options. I do notice that the breakers are still there, though. The concept of a breaker is not absurd. Guilty Gear had its burst system that functions in much the same way. Though, unlike the breakers in MKD and A, there should not be such a brain-dead execution. Breakers in Mortal Kombat Deception and Armageddon require no timing whatsoever. There should be some window where a breaker can be effective, kind of like the Alpha counter in the Street Fighter Alpha series. There should also be a sacrifice to using the breakers. In Guilty Gear and Street Fighter Alpha, the burst and alpha counters use meter. I'm glad to see the same in MK vs. DC.
Well done.
There should be positives and negatives for everything. You know, I could use a breaker, but not only does my timing have to be spot on, I also have to sacrifice meter that could otherwise be used to deal damage later. Finally, animations. There is a strange stiffness to the characters. I don't know whether it's because there is a jerkiness between the end of one animation and the return to the neutral stance, but the jerkiness of the fighting has a negative effect on the moves. It makes it hard to read your opponent, giving the attacker too much power. Highs and lows each coming out equally fast, but there's no startup animations at all, or even subtle ones. If highs and lows come out at lightning speed, then everything becomes a 50-50 game. There's a 50% chance I'll need to block high and a 50% chance that I'll need to block low. So, if I get hit, then it just means that I guess wrong. There should be a subtlety in animation detail that gives the defending players an idea of what might be coming next. If they turtle, then the attacker has throws, or in MK vs. DC's case, close combat, to stop them.
Ghost Dragon.
There simply needs to be more than one or two people portraying the various styles for the characters, because there's simply no individual feel to them as I'm playing them. What's not being represented is the individual feel that each character brings. How they move looks and feels the same across the board, where games such as Tekken seem to convey each character's movements as their own, to where I feel that the movements that I'm doing belong only to that character and no one else. It says, to be honest, other than special moves and appearance, there's no way to differentiate one character from another. You take away their moves and appearance and have them as generic models, all that's there is the same character over and over.
Aww.
This problem extends to the martial arts styles themselves, where I simply do not believe that less than a handful of people can have such varied knowledge of all the martial arts styles represented in MKA to the extent where they can make each character movements unique only to themselves. It's simply not possible. Also, no two styles need not be exactly the same. What I mean is, if you're going to have two characters doing the 7-star praying mantis, Tai Chi, or Jiao Ga, I think that's how you say that, why have them have the same moveset or moves? While the two characters may have the same or similar variant of that particular style, it's perfectly fine to have both characters use them in totally different ways. Again, it simply speaks to each character actually being different from one another down to the core. There's a martial arts stunt team named Zero Gravity that has a number of great martial artists that are dynamic and fluid enough to do the motion capture moves for the characters. He says, I'd also like to see more realistic and fluid movements where sidestepping, ducking, evading, blocking, and blocking are concerned. And I'm going to post his, he's got some videos that you really need to watch, because they point right to the problem you're having that we see that it looks like you don't see. And with Mortal Kombat, Deadly Alliance, Deception, and Armageddon out, it seems like you just don't see it. So we need to show you. We need you to look at it. So I'm going to post the links up and hope that you watch him, I suppose. Number four is, again, blocking doesn't have to be so simple and stagnant, because it's not in actuality. Since stylized and elaborate moves are and have been a staple of martial arts movies since the black and white movies of the early 20th century, where actors would be seen leaping incredible heights, it's fair to say that something along these lines can be a part of the character's movements across the board. A healthy mix of classical, stylized, and more contemporary stylized would be interesting to experiment with, along with the realistic, maybe even looking a bit choreographed,
yeah,
but still dynamic. And again, he's got the links that I'm gonna post up for you, because there's something that you're not looking at, or you're not able to animate correctly or sufficiently or whatever. You need to watch the clips that he's posting up. It's just simple as that.